Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the youngest son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him anything. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough to eat? But here I am dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father. I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fatted calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead, has come back to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now, the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fatted calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you. Not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fatted calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If the circulating pump in your heating system happens to just blow up or malfunction, and you're able to remove the motor without flooding your boiler room, then you will take the motor to Motor City. And there behind the counter, you will meet a woman who knows absolutely everything about motors. She will fix your motor. Now, if you happen to ask her, "How do you know so much about motors? Where'd you learn all this?" as I did, she'll tell you, I learned everything from my father. In fact, since my father retired, I have carried on the business. I carried on the legacy. So the last time I brought her motor, yes, I am a regular customer to her. She said to me, I can't get to your motor for at least a week. I get backup of emergencies. But she didn't want to leave us in the worst cold week of the year without any heat. So she convinced me that I could fix it myself. She took the time, showed me what I had to do, gave me all the parts that I needed to fix this particular motor, and she didn't charge me at all. Why is this woman so nice to me? Well, she probably learned it from her father. No, carrying on the legacy. Make absolutely sure you're very, very nice to your customers. Now, the reason I tell you this is because I have a question about the parable. Why is the father so nice to his bratty, mean kids? I mean, he's so nice to them. I mean, they rebel, they yell at him. Still, he showers them with all kinds of great gifts, rings. How much does that cost? And everything I have is yours. Why is the father so nice to his mean sons? Because that is the legacy he wants his sons to carry on. He wants the whole world to know of his generosity, his kindness, his compassion, his mercy. He wants to know, and he wants to show the whole world through his two sons. That's why he's so nice to them. Now, when the scribes and the Pharisees asked Jesus, why are you so nice? Why are you so nice to mean people? Why are you so nice to sinners? Why are you so nice to losers and to people who are not good at life? Why are you so nice to them? We know now from the parable, because Jesus is carrying on his father's legacy. So we all know. We all know about the Father and his compassion and his mercy and his forgiveness and his kindness. So when you or I ever say that God is my Father, we now know what that means. We now know what we have to do to be God's sons and daughters.